should Stormont still be splashing out in cash on fake shop fronts? The journalist Malachy Doherty has had enough, said in the Belfast Telegraph that the strategy of disguising our dying towns as busy, vibrant and homely old world villages deserves to be mocked and parodied. Malachy is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Malachy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Glenn Roberts with us from the Northern Ireland Independent Retail Trade Association. Morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we know what you think, Malachy. I've seen these things. Do you not like them? Clearly not.
Well, do you know, the first time I saw one, and I think it was probably up in Ballycastle or Bush Mills, my initial reaction was, goodness me, isn't that lovely? Isn't that really clever what they've done? You know, they've made an old house look new, because the first glance of it, you think, oh, that house has been all done up and it's lovely. And then you realise that the actual the windows that you think you're seeing the reflection of nice trees in and so on are simply board, cardboard or plasterboard of some kind that's neatly painted or has got some photograph printed on it. And you do think to yourself, well, that's very, very clever, somebody doing that. And then when you see another, you think, uh-oh. And then when you start seeing them all over the place, you think something has gone really, really badly wrong here. Because a nice idea to maybe do it once and renovate some property in a way that makes it look attractive has now become an alternative to development, is now turning our towns into something that looks like film sets, and is now in very, very serious danger of conning tourists. You know, when they go through on their tour buses and they look out their window and they see the wee blacksmith shop and they see the wee old world tea shop and they see the nice wee second-hand bookshop, and they come back and they see nothing, just bored that it's not there at all.
Yeah.
So I think we're in serious danger of conning people.
Clint? And,
well, I think Malachy makes a very fair point. I think we would be supportive of them only as a very short-term sticking plaster, because you can't have a town centre with just fake shops. You know, I couldn't run the Retail Trade Association with just fake shops. So I think what we need to be focused on, how do we get actually real shops into our town centres? And, you know, we've put forward a range of different ideas, such as a proper vacancy strategy and incubator units for new start independent retailers. Ballymena have just recently done that. A proper strategy to address rates, car parking, regeneration. I think all of those are very important issues that our new super councils will have to get to, what we'll have to address very early on.
I mean, I presume there is a problem if you've got derelict buildings and you've got buildings falling apart, and sometimes councils perhaps can't find who really owns them, or the people who own them don't have the resources to develop them and turn them into anything. And the alternative then is, do you just leave a crumbling stone structure in the middle of the town, or do you do something with it? But there must be, I don't know, Glyn maybe can help us with, are there powers within council to appropriate property, to sequester things, to impose some kind of development on them? Or can people just leave an ugly eyesore in the middle of a town or village and leave it to decay and fall apart?
Well, I think the first thing is that the councils are due to get regeneration powers next April. So they will, in theory, be able to address issues like that. They will have the power to vest vacant sites. But I do think what we need is a proper joined-up approach towards our town centres, a proper town centre partnership. And it's getting regeneration right, it's getting car parking right, it's getting all of those things right. But I think in terms of a short-term sticking plaster, the fake shops have a role, but they shouldn't be any more than very short-term, and they certainly shouldn't be long-term, because right. We can't have fake pretend shops in town centres as a long-term strategy. We need real shops in our town centres, and that's where we need to get planning right, all of those things right.
Okay. Listen, interesting stuff. Malachy, thank you. Glyn, thank you.